Chapter 7, Purchase and Storage of Housekeeping Materials. What is housekeeping materials? Housekeeping materials are general materials which are being used for maintaining of the entire hotel, kitchen area, purchase area, back-end area, storage area. This is very important what we use practically in the house also. Same thing items are being used in the restaurant level, on the hospitality level, in different restaurants or in the hotels. What is the objective? The objective is of purchasing and storing different materials required by the housekeeping. Classification doing of the materials, so we will classify the materials, what kind of materials are being used. The condition necessary for storage so that the materials are available always. How do we order these materials? How do we ensure that these materials are available for any point of time? Floor pantry, its function and importance. What are different areas where these items are being stored? How do we maintain this? Preparation of housekeeping budget for both capital and revenue materials, interior decoration of the guest rooms, purchase of linen, purchase of cleaning equipments, and purchase of cleaning materials. These are different procedures which need to be followed. Same, unlike other departments, housekeeping item plays a very important role. So you have to keep a proper budget for that. The budget can be of both the expenses. It can be of a capital and revenue expenses, because there are certain items which is being used for the housekeeping which are very expensive, like a meal cart or like a trolley which is being used. Purchase of linen. Linen can be used in different levels. It can be used in the restaurant. It can be used in a back-end area. Cleaning equipment and cleaning materials for regular and daily usage. It is important to standardize the quality of all linen used in the hotel. The reason is because what kind of linens what you use are being used by the guest. In five-star hotels, the logo of the hotel is embossed, or weaved into each piece of linen. You can see the examples over here. What is being done is each of the products which is being used in the hotel is being got its own logo. The importance of this is because whenever this is being laundered, even a laundry person which take this product and goes to it for cleaning, washing, so they know that this product belongs to a particular hotel or particular restaurant because it has its own embroidery. At the same time, when the guest comes in, it creates a good impression for the guest that he or she is using the product of better quality. Important tip for purchasing: efficient and on-time purchasing of material lays a foundation stone for the minimizing the total expenditure. Purchasing in bulk will reduce cost and supplies may give discount. So if you see from the image, these are items which are being used for the housekeeping. For example, there we have the vacuum cleaners, we have the floor cleaning machines. These items are very expensive, often of a capital nature. If you don't use it properly, the product may get spoiled and the cost of this is very expensive. These items are also being purchased as per the specifications. Each of the product will have its own specification which is being shared by the housekeeping department, her heads, saying that how these items are required, when these items are required, what are specification of these items are required. When you purchase this item in bulk, you may get better rate and better discount because you are buying in a voluminous scale. The role of executive housekeeper in purchase: selection of right suppliers to deliver correct quantity, quality, price and on-time delivery. So it's very important that whenever any item is being selected, it has to be selected as per the specifications. The product should be available for the usage. The specification is being discussed by the head of the department. The product has to be delivered on time it's available. Purchase orders are issued for annual requirements. We do a proper calculation for all the items. So the housekeeping, they know what items are required in a year and the plan is being made for according to its purchases. Purchase orders are issued for annual requirements and partial deliveries still at regular intervals. It may happen that you may require a vacuum cleaner, around 20 vacuum cleaners in a year. So what we can do is we can also plan in such a manner that you require 10 vacuum cleaners for 6 months, and again the new purchase order is being released for the next 10 years, for the next cycle. But the only advantage what we give is we push the vendor for a particular item for a year, so we get a better price for the products. The housekeeping also has a general store. It is important that the housekeeping general stores should have an adequate quality of all materials. Purchase orders are issued for annual requirements and partial deliveries still at regular intervals. Housekeeping general stores issues material to different floors once in a week or daily for each of the floor pantry. If you see from the image, what we see that these items are being ordered on a regular basis and kept properly in the general stores. The important to store this item is that it takes a proper area, proper maintenance, and you have proper inventory. It's very important to have a proper inventory of these products also, so that a regular order is being placed. The orders can be placed with the vendors on a regular basis or on an annual basis. But you can also release a bulk purchase order to the vendors. saying that how much quantity is required for you for each of the financial year, and accordingly the orders are being issued. This is how the flows of the item comes in. For example, if it's a linen, the linen is being ordered for the room also, it ordered for the public areas, the different uniforms, if the restaurant or the hotel has swimming pool, so the linens or towels are required over there. Restaurant banquets, if there is a catering party, then a lot of linens are required for them to use for the guests. There could be a heavy linen, there could be a bed linen, could be a bath linen. So linen is very important item for the housekeeping point of view, because and there is a cost involved for maintenance of this linen. So very important that you take a right specification from the head of the department. It could be a cotton linen, it could be a polyester linen, it could, there is a size for that, the size could be a 12 into 12 inches, or if it's a towel, it could require a bigger size. So it's very important that the classification of housekeeping material is done in terms of linen. Cleaning materials, these are different kind of cleaning material which is being used in the hotel or in the restaurant level. Now each of these items are very important to be used and understand is as per the specifications of the restaurant level. Liquid soap, you have to ensure, understand liquid soap, detergents, these are being used. This could come in a concentrated format or it could come in a diluted format. When it comes in a concentrated format, you have to ensure that what is the dilution level. Usually there is 20 ml for 1 liter of water which is to be used. Then there are toilet cleaners, there is a grease. For example, if there is a hood which is in the kitchen for removing these kind of hoods for cleaning, you require different kind of a cleaning material for this. Air fresheners, disinfectants. Disinfectants are to be used for cleaning the tables of the guests at point of time. But there is a dilution level for everything. So cleaning materials has to be taken from an appointed vendor who has all those certificates in terms of supplying those items and not a regular items. These are different kind of assorted containers which is being used for. So one, it could be a garbage bags, it could be garbage bins, it could be dustpans. Now for example, if you are buying a container or a dustbins, you need to ensure, understand ki, what is the capacity of this. Whether these dustpans or the brooms what you are buying or the garbage bags, containers, buckets, pails, whether it has a wheel below for carrying or dispose of the IV items. If there is a bucket, what is the capacity of the bucket, whether it is 25 liters, whether it is 10 liters. With a garbage bin or garbage bag, whether this garbage bag is got a capacity of that, whether it is green. Usually the company has said if there is a garbage bag, if it's green, green has to be used. There are multi-color of garbage bags which is to be used. So it's very important to understand that each of these containers or each of the garbage bags or the dustpans is colored. There are color coding mentioned for example, if it's red, it's supposed to be for meat. If it's green, it's supposed to be for vegetables. These are the different coding kind of a structure which is available in the restaurant level, in the hotel levels. Cleaning equipments, as you can see, there are cleaning vacuum cleaners, there are electric scrubbers, polishing machines, shampooing machine for carpets, step ladders, fire extinguishers, laundry machines. Each of these items has to be very cautiously and very carefully selected. Each of the fire extinguishers has a time of an expiry period which has to be checked properly. Ladders which is used for climbing is actually as per the ISO certified, so that the person climbing on the ladder doesn't fall, it doesn't lead to any hazardous events. Even the vacuum cleaners, what kind of capacity are we looking at? We are looking only cleaning a small area, we are looking at cleaning a bigger area, or are we going to use it for cleaning the swimming pool? Every item which is being brought under the cleaning equipment needs to be checked for its usages, specifications and ordered accordingly. Guest room also requires some kind of an amenity which we give. We give soap, shampoo sachets, shower caps, shaving case, toilet papers, tissue boxes. So what are the different kind of tissue papers are we using? Are we using one ply tissue paper? Are we using multiple ply tissue paper? There are two ply tissue papers. What is the size of tissue paper which you are going to use? What kind of candles are we going to use? Ashtrays, coasters, are they disposable coasters? Are they one-time coasters? The most important thing is these are guest restroom amenities, and we are very clear that when a guest comes in, it's a direct contact with the guest. So all these items has to be of very good nature, of very good quality, and it has to be very user-friendly. Guest room stationery also includes writing pads, pens, pins, menu cards, laundry bags, laundry list, service directory, holy books and Bible. There are certain hotels and all, they keep some religious books in that, so we have to take good care of that these items are available. If it's menu card is basically for a guest who comes in the room, he has to order a particular food for them. So accordingly, he can look at the menu card. Writing pads are required in most of the hotels and all. These items which are in direct touch with of the guest needs to be properly selected and used. Another important stationery which we can see is on the door, what we put, please knock or please service my room. These are important kind of a stationery, and this stationery should be which has to be handled very carefully, because these are again direct touch with the guest. So whichever items which is in direct visible with the guest carries a reputation with the guest of the particular hotel or the restaurant which they visit. There are certain formats which the housekeeping follows. One is a logbook. Logbook says that what time a room has been cleaned, what time the person is coming, the room inspection checklist is available, lost and found register. Sometimes the guest may come in and they may lose some items over there, or when they check out they may forget some items, so there is a lost and found register for that. Babysitting register, if there is a baby which is available, so you have to keep a register for that. You have to see that the baby high chair is available according to that. A maintenance list, when was the room last maintenance, whether the AC was checked, whether the washroom is checked, whether taps are working. Stores indent book. A stores indent book is a book which is between the stores and the housekeeping. What items are required, what kind of indent has been raised. A key control register is basically to ensure understand the key control is in the place. If sometimes the guest may lose the key, so where is the key available, where is the duplicate keys available. Various files and registers and lists. These formats are very good for housekeeping to ensure understand that each of the items, each of the activity has been recorded and kept properly. Greenhouse and flower room. Then in certain hotels, we have the horticulture equipment, because there are guests who comes in hotels, they like to go around the restaurant, they like to go around the hotel to see the lawns over there. So this small equipments which is being purchased, right from the tools, scissors, shovels, etc., etc., flower pots, flower holders, this needs to be kept properly under inventory control. This has to be again of a good quality, because these are given added advantage to the hotel where they come, when the guest comes in. Usually the guest comes into the hotel, they like to see outside, they like to see the garden over there. So the horticulture equipment has to be properly manned, properly controlled and kept according to the requirement of the hotels. These are different kind of an images which you can see of the horticulture equipments. These are shovels available over there. These are small plots, or multicolored plots are available. This will be directly give a good impression of the hotels when the guest walks in. Location of the stores and storage conditions. This is a store where the items are being kept in the pantry. The store in the room needs to be dry, illuminated and ventilated. It's very important, because these are all items of a housekeeping nature. They could be direct rays to sunlight. You know, this is very important, because there are chemicals which is stored. There are racks and shelves in the store to be preferably stainless steel to avoid rust and white rats. Being a chemical item which is being stored in the storeroom, it has to be ensured that these are being stored properly. Usually they have a stainless steel kind of a rack, so that the item, because being of a chemical nature, is stored properly. Again, there has to be avoided in terms of wooden and everything, because white ants may also come in the, if there is a wooden thing which is available. The store should also undergo regular pest controls. It's very important that the pest control is being done in the housekeeping store also, because there are a lot of chemicals which they store, material which they store over there. The basic understanding is that the entire pantry room or the storeroom has to be well illuminated, well ventilated. A proper logbook is required of what item is being stored, where it is being stored. There are certain items which has to be stored away from sunlight, or there are some items which has to be stored properly in the box. So it's very important that every single aspect of the storage in the condition of the pantry has been controlled and monitored. Location of the stores and the storage condition. The rack should be at least 150 above the floor. Usually the racks should be above the floor, because any item which is kept on the ground may get stamped by the legs and may fall, and there could be a spillover. To avoid all those incidents and all, it's very important that the items are put on the proper racks. Each type of linen can be stored separately. Items should have appropriate labels. It's important, because every linen is different. A linen could be used in the room, a linen could be used in the swimming pool, a room linen could also be used in the kitchen. So each of the items needs to be identified properly. Small items like gloves, caps, ties, bowls have to be stored in the cupboards. The important thing is the gloves. Each glove costs money, and this has to be handled properly, because these are small inventory items, but these are expensive inventory items. Cotton sheets, pillowcase, tablecloth should also be routinely available for fresh appearance. These items, for example, linen, tablecloth, bathrooms, linens, this has to be washed properly. It has to be kept properly, because these are direct contact with the guest. And if this is not being handled properly, if there could be any kind of issues to the guest, it could be a big problem for the entire hotel in terms of reputation. So every single linen, every single towel has to be washed properly and kept properly in a clean condition. Woolen items have to be washed and packed in airtight bags, vacuum pack, because these items we are going to use once in a year when there is a winter season which comes in or as such. So all the important items in terms of linens, in terms of gloves, caps, bowls, etc. has to be stored properly and in appropriate condition and with the right ventilation. This is a linen example of linen storage room, how it has to be kept. The housekeeping material, for example, has to be kept away so that nothing comes into contact with that. Each of the linen is identified properly. Each of the linen has a proper inventory on this. But the bath towels have inventory linen of it. Each of the items are being earmarked with kind of a logo on that so that we know what kind of product we kept and how it has to be identified. In some cases, we also have bin cards available where it shows the number of items which is available, what is the specifications, whether each of the linen is as per the specification which is required, and how many wash has been done, because every product has to be washed, and how many wash it has been taken over. Housekeeping flow pantry. This is being monitored by a flow supervisor. In every hotel, there will be a flow supervisor who checks the product what you have. The pantry shows linen, guest supplies, cleaning agents, and other items are required for housekeeping staff to maintain guest rooms. These items are being used, as we can see the image, to maintain the guest rooms. Whenever the guest comes in, before the guest enters the room, a regular check is being done by the floor supervisor. Every single item is being checked, being cleaned, washroom, all the amenities which is required for the guest is being kept in the respective washroom or in the respective hotel room so that the guest gets it. Pantry also has a room to keep the maid trolley as equipment like vacuum cleaner, etc. to accommodate a water cooler. In some cases, they have a small pantry in each of the floors where these mini items are being kept. But there is a bigger pantry room in the hotel also where all the big equipments and everything is kept. This is how the housekeeping maid's cart stall looks like, where each of the item, each of the amenities, you can see very clearly that they have kept properly the all the linens, right from towels, right from guest amenities, or small shampoos, small soaps, tissue paper, etc. has been kept. Again, there is a linen, heavy linen item also for cleaning the floor, everything which is being kept. Housekeeping floor pantry, chutes are being provided to the pantry which allows housekeeping staff to slide away dirty linen, garbage and other unwanted materials. Because the floor supervisor does a regular job of each of the single room. Whenever you enter any hotel, after the guest has been checking out, every room has to be checked and cleared properly by the floor supervisor. So they are being provided with a kind of a pantry where every item is being checked. There is amenities available which has to be replenished each of the hotel room. The pantry also has to be properly illuminated, ventilated and fitted with a table and chair to allow maids to carry the paperwork. As we said that every trolley carries a small amenities like a shampoo, soap, gloves, linen, then you have the garbage bags, we have the bed linen towels. So every single item which is being issued to each of the new room has to be recorded properly. For that there is a bin card, there is a register which the staff has to maintain before they issue the materials to the respective new rooms has been available. This you can see an example of a nice housekeeping supply room where all the products are kept properly on the shelf. You can see the tissue paper which is being kept. Each of the tissue papers are being earmarked what quantity is being lying over there. All the items are being kept in appropriate cupboards so that nothing can be taken from there without any appropriate approval from this. Again, what all items are being stored is to be informed to the purchase department also hasn't been required so that the regular inventory is being followed. Thank you.